This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. Too sweet Tuesday.
The eve of the eve, man.
And the eve of the biggest bar night in the history of bar nights.
So they say.
Yeah. Yeah, is that just always just a old wives' tale? Is that just what they put out there, hoping that, I think the bar managers and the owners say, hey, this Wednesday is going to be the biggest night of the year. You better be out there.
Yeah.
That's all guys have to hear.
Oh, the biggest bar night of the year?
I'm there.
But it's not a bar night where you're going to go, like, hook up because, you know, people are out there getting drunk with usually family members they don't want to hang out at home with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I never had that experience of drinking with family. I never did. I've told the story before. My daddy had I can't remember now if it was a cousin or an aunt. But she showed up Christmas Eve one night drunk as a skunk. And
that don't fly at your house. Well, your family.
It was at Aunt Shelby's house. And Aunt Shelby was probably... Oh, boy. Okay, I can say this. On my daddy's side, the chillest aunt. And even she was mad. And then everybody's dead that's involved in the story, so it doesn't matter
now.
It
don't matter now. Yeah,
either it was either my daddy's cousin or his aunt. Anyway, she showed up drunk and ended up trying to kiss my daddy. I swear
yes.
I promise, Nine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to swear. But I promise that that was the story that she's tried to make, and it pissed off Mary to no end.
Well, if I could go back in time, that would definitely be a stop along the way.
Just to look into the window of Aunt Shelby's house on that Christmas Eve.
Watch her make her move.
Wow. Little Matthew over there, medium-sized Matthew over there playing with his Transformers.
Yeah, I like that you didn't swear to anything or anyone. You just, you know, you don't even have to promise. If you say it, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
I thought about that all day yesterday of how... You said that. I was like, oh, boy, that's true. If somebody swears to God, it's because either they think they're lying or they're lying.
Yes.
And it's like either they need to get some confidence or tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling the truth, so I promise. Can I promise?
No, I don't think I have to do that.
Should I just my word is my bond?
Just say it, and then I think you'd be all right.
Your word is not your bond at Giggies, I'll be honest with you.
It is not.
No. Mm-mm. No. But anyway, yeah, I have to get the details from Mary on that.
That's wild.
Maybe she'll share that story. But yeah, so I never got to go drinking with family. And like, you know, I had one of my cousins show up to one of our beer debut nights over at Grill Marks. And even that was shocking.
Yeah.
It's like I knew he drank, but to him to be drinking in my premises, drinking my beer at my event, whoa, man. What if your mom popped in here right now, 43-year-old cousin? What would she say?
It's the weirdest thing, man, because I come from an old Southern family, too, where we had some alcoholics in the family, but most of them just did not drink.
Yeah.
I don't drink, and I don't like nobody drinking, and you'd go to all the holidays, and nobody would be drunk. And then the first time I ever went to a Thanksgiving or a Christmas with some of my Yankee friends and their family,
uh-huh.
What's up, Sibilios? Everybody was a little bit buzzed and having a damn ball. It was awesome. It was fun. They were having a good time instead of just sitting around bored as hell waiting to go home. Which was that not your Thanksgiving and Christmas in that
yes.
stuffy old Southern we ain't drinking or having no fun kind of household because we're all scared if we have fun or laugh at something that everybody's going to judge us for it?
Yeah.
So you just sit there bored as hell waiting to go home. That's all we ever did at Thanksgiving and Christmas is to get to sit there bored waiting to go home.
Very much so. There was, I mean, the occasional argument that would pop out.
Yeah.
And I used to have to ride home with half of that argument.
Oh, boy.
Every year. And, Mama, come on inside with us. No.
Come in the house now.
I said I was making the egg salad. Boy, the wilder days. I never had that. But that would,
I just see her throwing it and saying, "The hell with it."
No.
She knew I was making potato salad. She don't even put paprika on hers.
It was potato salad. God, your memory's better than mine.
Like, you can't have two plates of it. There has to be one, and only one.
My mom would make potato salad, but then there was a family member who didn't like onions, so she would also make him a portion without onions, and then that particular night, his wife brought potato salad. So that said to Mary, oh, he didn't like mine last year, I guess.
Oh, boy.
So she decided to go celebrate Christmas Eve out on the front porch of Nanny's house.
Well, there's also different kinds of potato salad. It's kind of like if you eat the white cornbread or the yellow cornbread, you know, you might not want the other kind, even though it's basically the same thing.
Yes. Yellow cornbread.
Some people like their potato salad to be all, because if you go to like a deli or like a grocery store and get it, it's all like soupy and overly mayonnaised. But if you make good homemade, it's going to be more yellow and mustardy.
Yellow. That's the way it's going to be.
I don't like soupy potato salad one bit.
Yeah.
It's got to be kind of thick.
I did drink with Cousin Lisa, but that was not in a social setting. That was more of a chugging out in the car before we'd go in somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Some bravery.
Down it now.
That was chugging before a social setting.
That's right.
That makes sense.
That's back when we were trading Chick-fil-A's for kegs from Ruby Tuesday's.
Hurry up, Matt. Down it. Chug it, Matt.
Oh, by the way, yes, high five to me, Jimmy. I killed a legendary beaver yesterday.
Oh, good, man. Yeah.
Boy, that sucker was huge.
Did you play any Red Dead?
Oh, yes.
I got the legendary elk last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
How big is it?
Huge.
I don't remember how big the beaver pelt was, or the beaver itself, but it took forever to sell it. Nobody wanted it.
Well, you can go, it's just mainly for the trapper, so you can go make stuff out of it there.
Yeah.
But you ought to see the rack on that elk, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a ball on there yesterday. I played for probably an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I did things on there yesterday I'd never done before.
Quite a legendary beaver.
Well, I did that. When you kill a legendary animal, you skin it, right? You don't take the whole animal into town, do you?
Usually skin it, yeah.
Okay. So yesterday I was robbing houses. I was working with that one dude. He'd go out there and distract them, and I'd go in the back door and steal their, rob their house and then steal their stagecoach.
Oh, yeah.
Have you started that yet?
Yeah, I did that a while back.
So,
I'm on, chapter 6. I went flying through a lot of it. Now I'm just messing around. Now that I have a lot of money, I'm playing around.
I don't know what chapter I'm on. I think 3, but I've just been doing that kind of thing where, depending on what kind of mood I'm in, if I want to just go and raise hell, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to do some missions, but I started yesterday when I found out that I could sell stolen stagecoaches to Seamus.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's all I did all day. I'd see a stagecoach. I'd go, I have a whole move now.
Well, Seamus is also the guy you can sell all your gold and silver and platinum pocket watches and rings and belt buckles and all that crap to.
Great to know, because the preacher who I saved on the railroad track gave me a platinum pocket watch yesterday as for saving his life.
I'm tired of buying this stuff, partner.
Oh, man.
Why else is going to buy it?
You loot people when you kill them?
I don't kill them anymore. I just tie them. I hog tie them and then loot them.
Yeah, okay. That's fine to do, too.
Because I've not used the internet for anything.
You ever hog tie them and throw them off a cliff?
God.
Well, I did kill a guy the other day because I walked into his yard and he got pissed and he started shooting at me.
No, it's just bang, bang, man, yeah.
Yeah, so
don't talk no trash to Arthur Morgan.
But here's what I found out, though. If you hide the bodies, bystanders won't be a witness then. So I picked up his body, as you were asking, and I slung it over his own fence.
Yeah, you got to hide it in some weeds in a barn or something. Or throw it off a cliff.
Some guy sent an email, and I think he sent you to CC's you on it, Jim, about how his wife said Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to be the end of their marriage.
No.
Ruining their social life.
Well,
it's all he does.
You have to make time for things besides Red Dead.
I had the availability, not being able to drive right now. I had the availability, but I honestly, after about 90 minutes to 2 hours, I get bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to stop playing. If it was a Saturday and I was just sitting around all day long and there wasn't foosball on or something, maybe.
You ain't watching no football.
No, you're right.
Come on.
Not even when we have these great bets on them. I'm just literally Really, I'll flip over and read the ticker at the bottom. Yeah. Or just go online and just see how we're doing.
I watched a little bit of Michigan State and Nebraska last Saturday just because I wanted to take a nap.
Well, today we'll be revealing what your pigskin punishment is going to be.
Oh, no.
Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
For the second time this season.
No, that's my third.
What else did you do?
I swam in the hurricane.
You swam in the hurricane?
And then I did Tazioki.
Tazioki.
And then I'm going to do something today.
Mm-hmm.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow because we can't do it on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate wouldn't let us work.
No, wouldn't let us.
You guys got to go home and give thanks with your families.
Right.
All that stuff. So, yeah, today we'll be revealing what Nine's pigskin punishment will be. And I'll tell you, it's great. It's good. It's one of those where it... Well, I'm not going to say anything. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. Or maybe it's going to be wonderful. You don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe we're going to put you in a caravan of illegals.
I'm down. I'll go.
Make you hide out. Yeah. Food would be great.
I really didn't want to lose this week.
There's some tamales. Why?
Short week. You got to do it a day early.
What's wrong with that? Get it out of the way.
Oh.
Procrastinator.
It's worse.
Lazy.
Why really didn't want to do it. Lazy.
Why do we wait until Thursday to do them?
I don't know. It should be the first thing you do when you walk into work.
Well, that would be too... You don't often know till the night before, like literally, you know, a few hours before you even get here, who lost sometimes a Sunday night game.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, so today we'll reveal what Jimmy Jack Jackie's pigskin punishment will be for tomorrow's show. And it is a doozy.
Yes.
It's a barn burner.
I can't wait.
Slobber knocker.
I'm sighted, man. Sighted. Sighted.
I'm sighted. Sighted as could be. So we'll do that today. We'll do a whole lot of phones today as well. And brand new Truth and Consequences. Talking about relationships and how hard that is.
It can be difficult.
Being in a relationship is not just about not cheating. It's not just about doing your part. It's about telling the truth. And when you're asked about the truth, if somebody asks you something, like, and it's something you're guilty of, and they kind of like throw a little nugget out there about, you know, like, hey, they know. That's a breadcrumb. They're setting you up. Go ahead and just reveal it then. I promise you it's the best way to go.
Something I see a lot of is, and something I think might come into play with the one today from what I know of it is, like, there's lying, and then there's being deceitful as in not telling the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. Like, dude, you're being deceitful still.
Like, knowing what you know about this situation we're going to have today, if you were in the shoes of this person, would you rather this happen or to be cheated on? Right?
I mean, they're both kind of...
It's emotional cheating.
Yeah, in a sense, I guess it is.
Emotional cheating.
There's worse things than cheating. Like...
Eating.
You know.
It's not the same things, what
no,
I always...
No.
I saw t-shirts that said that.
At this stage of your life, don't you agree there are worse things than cheating?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Not that cheating won't end it, but there's worse things than...
Two others.
You talking about worse things in a relationship you could do?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to make a list?
No,
top 10?
No, let's just, you know, leave
top 10 things.
Open to interpretation, but there are worse things than cheating.
Yeah.
What if she gave you a roofie and shaved your head?
Yeah.
Is that
what I'm doing tomorrow for punishment? I've been roofied before, man. It sucks.
Yeah.
You have been roofied. Inadvertently, but you were roofied
for
sure.
Yeah, they were trying to roofie a friend of mine who had a drink sitting in front of the bar, in front of her at the bar.
Yeah.
Got me instead. Man,
It's the first time you were roofied. You used to be ruffled all the time.
I would love to see the person who roofied me by mistake. Like, oh, man, I missed the target, and I got the fat guy.
What happened to all my roofies? I had like 8 of them right here.
You were the 71st person that Cosby got.
Oh, my goodness.
You were the 71st.
Roofing mom. Roofing the Jimmy.
No, you're not going to be roofied.
Okay, good.
We tried. Corporate said no.
No, can't do that
not
either.
In this time and this climate that we're living in today.
Can't ever have any fun.
No. So, but yes, we can. We are going to have some fun today, Jimmy Jack.
Oh, okay.
We really are.
It's not roofies.
No, not with roofies involved. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. We'd love to hear from you at any point. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. You can always text us, 72341. That's the carolinavapormail.com text line.
Absolutely. We love to hear from you on there. You can also get with us on any social media touch point you like, be it Instagram.
At the Rise Guys.
Facebook.
/ Rise Guys.
Twitter.
At the Rise Guys. You know what? I'm going spoiler alert it. Guess what comes back tomorrow?
Oh, I know. We talked about it the other day, and I didn't forget because I quit smoking that stuff.
Fat boy, guess what returns tomorrow?
Let's see. It's Wednesday. I'm going to say the second Nine's Best Damn Audio of the Week.
No.
It's now time for Snap Hollers.
Oh, yay. Oh.
The return of Snap Hollers. That's tomorrow.
Yes. Go ahead and get the request in now at 9 from TRG. That's N-I-N-E from TRG.
Hit him up on there. Please do it.
I hit you a day early with it.
That's right.
I'm a jerk.
We're going to have a blast today, and we'd love to interact with you. So reach out and touch someone.
What? Paige is reaching, like, pawing at me.
Yes.
Get him.
He's just like one of these, well, and touch me.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we're going to talk about what happened Friday in Chicago at the Hancock Center, where six people were stuck between the 95th floor and the lobby. I'll tell you where the firefighters found them next in your Rise Guys headlines.
God, they were stuck for 94 floors. Holy moly.
That sucks.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot of floors.
Jimmy, you got stuck in an elevator one time. This elevator.
This one here, yeah.
Yeah, the one here. Yeah, something else. Otis got you out there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Otis. All right, we'll find out these people stuck in an elevator, all this distress. Next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Ah.
Oh, boy. Well, Friday at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, there was something terrible that happened. There were six people that entered an elevator. Once they got in, they heard a clack, 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 and the support rope, or whatever you want to call it.
Clack, clack, boom.
Yeah, it tore them apart and sent them flying.
Damn.
The only problem is they didn't know where they were. So they were somewhere between the 95th floor and the lobby. So it took the firefighters 3 hours to find these folks in the elevator shaft.
Why were these people didn't have iPhones, evidently.
Well, how are they going to know what floor they're on?
Well, because you ping it, and it would ding, 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 ding,
well,
ding,
hell, ding, ding. I'm in this building, so come find my ass.
Well, they did.
Like, I didn't. The elevator did not shoot through the roof, Willy Wonka. I'm in the building where I started, so come find my ass.
Scavenger hunt.
Building's only so big.
You wouldn't have any service, right? Wouldn't it block it in there?
Yeah, you don't have good service in elevators.
No. Well, the hoist rope, it plummeted 84 stories before the backup system brought it to a halt on the 11th floor. And the rescue team couldn't directly access the elevator, but they did break through a hole through a garage wall into the elevator shaft and found the guests and pulled them to safety. Thank 3 God. Hours later. So I couldn't imagine that.
That's where it would, I mean, it, I mean, I know that you guys and girls take great, you enjoy doing what you're doing. But, like, being that's when it would suck to be a firefighter, is having to deal with, like, heights. For me, personally. Like, to deal with elevator shafts and, like, somebody stuck on top of a roof somewhere.
I saw Backdraft. The whole thing sucks unless you're having sex on top of a fire truck.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But some people are like, oh, no, it doesn't suck. I love doing this. I'm a community, you know.
I don't like fire.
Right. That would be the biggest fear.
Yeah. If you're a firefighter and you get the call, like, oh, my cat's stuck in the tree, or I'm stuck on a 95th floor in an elevator shaft, I mean, gah.
Yeah, these people are trained. They
say, Pete, it's your time. I went last time.
There's always someone that has a plan on where you're going to go. You figure out where you're going to go, and, you know, you try every access and try to save people as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Get up there, rookie.
Yeah, so.
They'd have to lift me up. Imagine me. Everybody would have died 9/11 if I was involved as a firefighter. I couldn't have got up the elevators or the stairs.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't.
But once you hear that cue, the adrenaline pumps in your body, and you're ready to go.
I know it.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, that's what happens. Like, when needed, we can turn into, like, you know, superheroes. Uh-huh. You hear about the certain kind of strength people get when needed.
Right. And when you're that type of person, when you're an adrenaline junkie, you need that kind of high.
Thank you.
Like, my husband was that way. He needed the excitement.
Yeah.
And it was hard to find. He couldn't find it unless he was doing that job.
I'll just do heroin.
Right. Well.
People are texting in some interesting solutions to that problem, trying to find the elevator. For one, open the doors and then look up the shaft to see where it is. And then somebody else said, well,
open
the door and use a rangefinder, and you know exactly where they
are. That's what I'm thinking. The technology we have, there's got to be a way, instead of just going to each floor. I mean, it ain't 1992.
Hmm. Wow.
You couldn't open the door, right?
Me? Like,
there's no way.
I need a crowbar.
You might, really.
Yeah. Let's try it in our elevator.
They have tools for that. Firefighters
yes,
do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Jaws of life.
I thought you meant people inside to open the door and look and see where you were.
No. How are you going to open the door and look up or down? You can only open the door and look out. It's an elevator. The shaft's pretty tight.
If it's not hanging directly where it should land, you're not going to find an access. You're going to be somewhere stuck in between a floor.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, they didn't all die from the crash of the elevator.
No kidding. It'd be like, what is the one done at Walt Disney World? Gets me every time.
Tower of Terror?
Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I have to remember that? I've never even been on it.
It's awful. I mean, it's fun, but it's awful. It'll lift you up. Oh, open it up. Oh, there's Walt Disney World. Whoa.
How is fun and awful the same thing?
They lift you up this elevator shaft, and then the door is open, and you see beautiful Walt Disney World, and then the bottom falls out.
Well, how is it fun and awful? I don't get fun and awful being the same thing.
Awful.
Kind of like what the firefighters go through. It's an awful situation, but they're enjoying that adrenaline. I'll just stick to going to, spook houses and amusement parks.
Well, okay.
Y'all put out the fires. Thank you. Okay. I didn't start the fire.
No, you didn't.
It's been burning. Wheels are turning.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about some controversy from across the pond?
England.
The English and the Americans. British people pronounce Blink 182 like this. Blink 182.
They say
You sounded more country there, Paige, than you usually do.
Did I really?
Your English accent sounds like you from Wahala.
We ate sausage biscuits.
Blink 182.
Hello there.
Hello, mate. Well,
It's Australian now.
You got that dialect from Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins, apparently.
I did.
Paige just fell over the stool there in the living room.
So James Corden, he is very, I guess he's the go-to English person.
Rainbow Warrior.
He tweeted, quote, I admit.
That's Jeff Gordon.
We are wrong on this, but America calls them Blink 182, which is also wrong. They technically should be called Blink 182.
Blink 182?
Yes, if that's proper English.
Well, I know it wasn't Jimothy Shondells, but it was one of our London P1s said that over there, this is 93.3 the planet. It's not 93.3 the planet. It's 93.3 the planet.
Do they like 311 over there?
I don't know.
Yes.
Like, I think they would call it Blink 182 and not Blink 182. Right. Because they read each number over there.
Yes, like Sum 41.
Sum 41.
Uh-huh. SR 71.
Yes.
You want to hear some fat lips?
So, according to...
Hello there, governor. Fish and chips.
Fish.
Put another steak on the barbie.
Blame what I eat, too.
The B-52s.
Yeah.
Your man goes down in the fourth.
So, Tom DeLonge added into this controversy. He should.
Yes. That translates to the long Tom.
And do we have comment from the 6ix9ine boys?
What?
He tweeted, quote, well, it's actually Blink 182.
Oh, my
God. People have got it wrong all these years.
It's actually Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, whatever.
He's a turd.
At least they're in the news and they're getting some kind of pub.
Yeah, thank you've been goodness. Saying it wrong all these years.
Yes, where have you been?
93.3. Not 93.3.
93.3, yeah. Hmm. What did 50 Cent think of this?
I don't know. Did they say, like, did they say 50 or did they say 50 Cent?
It's more like 50.
50.
Uh-huh.
50.
You're a lot of 50 Cent.
Can't wait for the fair to come back so I can go see 3-8 Special Play.
Oh, they'll be here.
All right.
If
well,
they're not there, they'll be at Hurrah's.
Them and the Georgia Satellites.
You may not be accommodating your Thanksgiving guests properly because according to some research, a third of Thanksgiving in 2018 will include at least one guest with dietary restrictions.
Thank you.
Yes. Would that be you? Are you the pain?
I mean, basically by that dietary restrictions, by that I mean when the new comes in, the old's got to come out.
Oh.
Pretty fast.
Yeah.
Almost instant. Actually, I have dessert on the toilet because I know that it's about to happen.
Well, I can't do that.
What, eat on the toilet? Yeah. I was joking. I don't really do that.
It's so mental. Some people can. I can't
That's
do it.
It's wrong.
Like a talent. I'm just saying that, like, within the hour, I got to go.
That boy thinks it's a talent if you eat on the toilet.
God.
I know. It just messes with you, man. Like, you know.
I consider it a cry for help.
Like,
going right through you.
Just go out back, okay? We'll feed you in the backyard. 52% of those meals will incorporate at least one, quote, safe dish. Safe meaning things that aren't going to make someone sick. So 12% of these Thanksgiving cooks will have to cater something with someone who is lactose intolerant. Gluten-free, 11%. Vegetarian, 8%. People that are allergic to nuts, 7%.
Arr.
Vegan, 6%. And those folks that are allergic to soy, that would be in the 3 percentile. So, you know.
People are a pain in the ass.
You know, if you can't eat something, I guess you need to call somebody and say, look, I can't eat anything with nuts in it.
Oh, you can't eat nuts? Your ass better call somebody.
I guess you better bring your own food then.
Do you have any dietary restrictions, Jim?
No, I shouldn't eat too much corn, but I can have a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, it's not something where I'm like, no, I can't have that. It's not, I'm not supposed to eat that.
Why are you doing it in a British accent?
It's going to kill me. Because I feel like,
I feel like
I have to be appropriately snooty to tell people what to cook for me at their house.
What does Yoko think about this?
Yoko.
Ask her.
All right. Well, make sure you ask people before you poison them at the dinner table. I guess that's the takeaway. You don't want somebody to have to go to the hospital if they're...
No, but here's the thing. If you have dietary restrictions and you're invited to somebody's house, tell them before you get there. You're not being a dick, but like you're getting there and it's like, hey, why aren't you eating? Well, I didn't tell you.
Lactose.
Why didn't anybody have dietary restrictions in like the 1950s, though? What, like, why didn't anybody... I mean, everybody just ate then and it was fine.
I don't know. Why didn't we have equal rights then?
That's a better question, probably. But I don't think equal rights led to people not being able to eat food, man.
No. Autism didn't exist until a lot of people then either. We're just learning more now. Like, you ever, like, I mean, I've joked my whole life that I've had diarrhea my whole life. Like, you know, jokingly, but I have had more diarrhea than not. Okay.
You should probably see like a gastroenterologist. Or
eventually,
something.
I should. Well, it says here I have an appointment in June.
It's been 40 some odd years. You should look into this.
I don't have it. I don't mind it.
She wants
I don't mind
normal
it.
Stools.
How many times do you defecate a day, Paige?
Probably
it means number two.
Once.
Only once.
Yeah, I don't go a lot.
I never go twice a day.
Really?
Never go twice a day. Right, Fat Boy?
At least twice.
Jimmy?
Yeah, you know, my stuff's been weird ever since surgery, but yeah, usually a good day is twice a day.
I said to a girl the other day, we were talking about this. Okay, it was a nurse. She says I go once maybe every 2 days, and I'm like, oh, do you eat so three big. Times a day?
Not normally. I don't eat dinner anymore.
Yeah, me either.
Bull crap.
Well, you don't look anorexic, you're eating something.
I just don't eat dinner. I mean, I don't eat in the evening. I'm trying not to, so... Maybe that has something to do with it.
Women obviously eat food. They just don't admit to eating food. It's fine. Everybody needs to eat food or you'd be like starving to death.
I didn't say I didn't eat. I just am not eating at night.
Well, you don't eat breakfast either.
Like, I always said that my grandma would always like cook the food and sit there and serve it and wait for you to get food. And like, I never saw her eat. And she had a gut on her. She's dead. And I think when she went in the other room to put the plates up, she was like, whoa, 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 just eating all the food. I never saw my grandma eat. She had a... Nice Native American belly on her.
Paige eats three lunches a day because she don't eat breakfast, don't eat dinner. She must eat lunch three times.
I just don't eat in the evening. I choose not to.
And like when the sun goes down or by a certain time of the evening?
After 8 o'clock, I don't eat at all.
Racing the sun.
Well, that's when she's practicing her lines.
Oh, here we go. I just...
Me.
Why are you reading them off a mirror with a razor blade?
God!
Oh, this is harsh. All right, I'm done.
What's wrong with jokes?
Okay.
We haven't announced your punishment yet.
My punishment?
We can get that electric chair in here,
oh,
by God.
All right.
Okay, no jokes allowed. I'm sorry.
There's no joke zone.
I mean, honestly, I just don't eat. I'm not hungry at night, so.
We'll
and I'm not hungry in the morning.
We'll make this a safe
space. I do have lunch.
Though. What's your cutoff time? 5 p.m.?
Yeah. Dinner, you know, and I don't
eat. And have you eaten today yet?
No.
Are you not just, like, trembling in hunger pain?
I don't get hungry in the morning.
It's been, like, 15 hours since you've eaten.
Yeah.
Get over here. I got some food.
Paige knows your eyes, guys.
No, I'm serious. I've had Mio's and Kind bars and all kinds of stuff. Cocaine, things. Fatboy, what is going on in sports? Thank you, Paige. That was wonderful.
Kevin Durant snaps, and we got the audio.
KD.
Yeah. Durantula.
Yeah.
Snaps on some fans.
Do we have audio?
Yeah, just said we did.
Oh, okay, good.
Thanks to somebody on the show.
Oh, thank you, Paige.
A little contributor.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to that and much, much more in some Rise Guys sports.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
What are you doing for Christmas? Christmas? I mean, I got to get to Thanksgiving first. I'm going to give all turkeys back in the hood.
I'm with you. You want me to come?
You will. I appreciate it, though, big dog.
Hang on.
But I'm going to be in the hood giving out turkeys like Negro Brown, baby. Trying to restore my community.
What was that, Dave Chappelle?
That's Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, I see.
Talking about giving turkeys out. Wow, last night's game. Holy hell, what a game. Game of the year, man. People thought it was going to be a good game because both teams were 9-1.
Is there an actual game of the year? Like, is there an actual game of the year award? Like, even an ESPYs or anything?
Probably the one last night would win it if there was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Rams beat the Chiefs. 54-51.
I thought it would involve Clemson.
Oh, man. It will this weekend. Says here Vegas took another big hit. Because, let's see, I think their over or under was 64.
Wow.
Maybe. I can't remember, but they took a huge loss. Everybody bet the over. I say everybody. I say about 70% of bettors bet the over.
Did you bet, Fat Boy?
Nah, I didn't even watch it, man. I forgot about the game.
Well, usually Monday Night Football is awful. They just happened to hit the jackpot on this week.
It's usually the drizzling poops. Not this one. I mean, Mahomes threw for 478 yards and 6 picks. Goff threw for 413 yards and 4 touchdowns. 6 touchdowns, excuse me, 3 picks. Offense left and right, man. What are you going to do?
Gurley do anything, or is it just a passing game?
Just closed it out. I think he got like 8 or 9 touchdowns.
Okay.
89 touchdowns, it says here.
They got all of them. Kevin Durant, when he left Oklahoma City and went to Golden State, he somehow got the cupcake nickname. That stuck for some reason. And I will say on a side note, the NBA itself, the players in it, are pretty physical, hard dudes. But the fan base is real soft.
Yeah.
I mean, a cupcake. Come on. Well, they were playing the Mavericks the other night, and he kept hearing it and hearing it and hearing it from the fans. So here's KD. It's a little faint, and I'll tell you what he said, but here's the audio of KD after a play talking to some Mavs fans sitting baseline.
I'll tell you what I heard.
What'd you hear?
Follow O Matthew at Instagram.
OHMAFFEW.
No, he says sit there and watch the game and shut the blank up.
Watch the blanking game and shut the blank up.
There we go.
Why is he so sensitive about stuff?
He is. He is a lot. Especially the things going on with him and Draymond now. But
I think the thing that pisses him off is the only people that want his shoes are like 11-year-old boys.
There's no repercussions for the players. Now last year, I think it was last year, Westbrook was in Philly, and a fan flipped him off. And it was funny because it showed it. He's double burdened him. So Westbrook talks to the refs and gets the guy thrown out. But if the players do it, there's no fines. Here's a bonus clip. I believe this was last year or the year before. That was a couple years ago. Of Westbrook talking to a fan in Dallas because, you know, fans can sit courtside.
Hell yeah.
Which is the odd thing about basketball because at the end of the bench, you could be sitting beside a player.
He better hope yeah. Mark Cuban didn't hear none of this lip.
Here's Westbrook talking to a guy and his wife.
Trevor, I'm not even talking to you, bro. Just sit there with your wife and shut the up.
He told him, sit with his wife and shut up. That's how close you are, man. It's crazy.
Well, that's something that back in the day had a place in the game. Ty Cobb went in the stands one time after a fan.
Well, into so did the Pacers stands. 15 years ago.
Yeah. Well, DeMarcus Cousins is one you could really get to if you get close enough.
Yeah.
Because he gets thrown out of games a lot. But you can talk junk to him, it'll turn around and cuss you out.
I don't think a player should be able to direct some security guard to throw somebody out as they're talking. Now, if they're cussing and being all belligerent and stuff, that's one thing. But if they're just talking crap about you as a player – and good Lord, they're paying. And remember that old analogy? You paid to see me.
I think the players should get kicked out by security if they turn around and cuss out the fans.
Yeah, you should get it like some kind of gentleman's foul.
Well, Kevin Durant makes a lot of money. He shouldn't be mad about nothing.
If you can't spit at the Masters, you shouldn't be able to talk crap at the NBA games.
People talk trash to us. We don't want them kicked out.
No, I just mute them on Twitter. Oh, man.
There he is.
That guy's huge.
$31 million a year. You think it wouldn't get up under his skin?
He's wearing a Dr. J jersey.
Had him thrown out. It's Rise Guys Sports.
Thank you, Flobo. When we come back, a brand new Truth and Consequences, talking about earlier relationships and the honesty that goes on in relationships, not just with cheating, with other things. And you know what that other thing is. If you don't, we're going to tell you when we come back right after this. Morning, that's a good tease right at it.
Tickle it. Just a little bit.
That's Dale.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.